Futures Edge Tire Wednesday. The latest USDA baseline projections suggest cattle prices increasing through the next decade. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 18th of November. Apparent resolve by cattle feeders to ignore early steady money negotiated cash fed cattle bids helped underpin the slightly higher close in cattle futures Wednesday. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 32 cents higher, except for 35 cents lower in JAM. Live cattle futures closed an average of 39 cents higher, except for unchanged in the back contract. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was limited on light demand in all major cattle feeding regions through Wednesday afternoon, with too few transactions to trend, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Prices last week were at $132 a hundredweight on a live basis in the Northern Plains, the Southern Plains, and Colorado. They are $131 to $132 in the Western Corn Belt, and dress prices were at $207. Choice boxed beef cutout value was $3.66 lower Wednesday afternoon at $278.47 hundredweight. Select was $2.53 lower at $264.06. Grain futures strengthened on news ranging from reduced ethanol tariffs in South America to speculation about China buying interest in 2022. Corn futures closed 5 cents higher through the front four contracts and then mostly 2 to 3 cents higher. Soybean futures closed 19 to 25 cents higher through the front six contracts, 11 to 17 cents higher through the middle of the board, and then 3 cents higher. Prices were mixed at the weekly Wednesday auctions monitored by Cattle Current based on results available at press time. Feeder steers sold $2 to $4 higher at OKC West in El Reno, Oklahoma, while feeder heifers traded $3 to $6 higher. A day earlier, steer calves weighing less than 500 pounds traded fully $10 higher, and then $2 to $3 higher at heavier weights. Heifer calves sold steady. There are 7,922 head on offer across both days. Steers weighing 500 to 550 sold $4 higher at Kist Livestock Auction in Bandan, North Dakota, where there were 3,360 head. Steers weighing 5.5 to 600 pounds sold $5 lower, and then $4 lower at 600 to 700 pounds. Feeder heifers weighing 500 to 550 traded steady, and then $3 lower at 550 to 650 pounds. At Huss Livestock Market in Nebraska, steer and heifer calves sold mostly steady. There were instances of $3 to $5 higher for long-weaned yearlings, and there were 3,547 head on offer. There were limited comparable sales to trend at Bassett Livestock Auction in Nebraska, where there were 1,935 head. Steers weighing 450 to 650 sold $2 to $11 lower, and heifers weighing 500 pounds sold $4 lower. Finally, lightweight steers sold mostly $2 to $8 higher, with instances of sharply higher at Creston Livestock Auction in Iowa. Lightweight heifers traded mostly $8 higher. There are 1,336 head on offer.
Ka-ching! More pounds, more calves, more profit. Studies show Hereford genetics increase net profit by $51 per cow per year. That's $20,000 in additional revenue for a typical 400 cow outfit. And calves sired by Hereford bulls continue to add value through the chain. A documented $30 per head in feedlot profitability. That's real money and real results. Get more ka-ching. Come home to Hereford at hereford.org.
Major U.S. financial indices closed lower Wednesday as investor concern about inflation appeared to be the main driver. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 211 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 12 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 52 points. Early 10-year baseline projections for 2022 to 2031 from USDA's Economic Research Service suggest livestock prices, except hogs, will increase over the next decade, while U.S. crop prices will decline. According to ERS analysts, beef cattle and broiler prices are expected to demonstrate a modest increase in the early years of the projection period before leveling off to slower growth, resulting in an average price increase of 8-17% over the decade. The projected five-area direct fed steer price is forecast to increase steadily from $121.06 a hundredweight this year and $128.75 next year to $142.55 by 2031. Feeder steer prices, basis Oklahoma City, are projected to grow from this year's average of $144.80 a hundredweight to $155.50 next year and $171.19 in 2023. From there, the price increases to $181.41 by 2031. All of that is with the beef cow herd projected to be 30.56 million head in 2022, declining to 30.53 million head in 2023, and then expanding steadily to 31.46 million head in 2031. During the same period, season average corn prices received by producers are projected to decline from $4.80 a bushel in 2022-23 to $4 by 2026-27. ERS pegs the season average corn price this year at $5.45. Expected declines for crops follow a period of generally higher prices that have peaked during the current marketing year, ERS analysts say. They add the price bolstering effects of economic recovery, renewed export demand, and logistical problems in supply chains are forecast to subside after the recent peak during the 2021-22 marketing year, and crop prices are forecast subsequently to return to the earlier pattern of generally lower prices through 2031. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 18th of November. This is Wes Ishmore. Thanks for listening.